We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Yo.
All right, good?
Yeah, all good. I have to tell you something funny. I have a confession. Other than the fact that obviously I knew Julie was here earlier.
When did you
today.
Find out?
That you were here?
Yeah, that this was happening.
Last night?
Oh,
like that,
okay.
Right?
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I just sent Snow Cone the screenshot of my flight information. And I was like, hey, just an FYI, Friday's going to be my last day. So I want to come in. Didn't answer me.
You didn't answer?
Not really. You just were no about Friday.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was in the middle of the Glass Animal Show. I'm sorry.
which is fine. I don't need to hear what he says. Is he getting upset?
No, he just says he's just defending himself. We need to get her some headphones. She can have yours. You don't need them. No,
that's true.
He said something, but then honestly, last night as I was sitting there thinking about it, I was like, I think he must have been joking. I really thought that. I was like, wait, he said Julie is coming, and so then I texted Snow Cone. I don't know. I was laying in bed. It was like, what time did I text you, Snow Cone? 1 a.m. or something, and just said, are you up? And he didn't respond because I was literally gonna ask, Were you just joking about the Julia thing? Were you confused? Right. I think you're confused because...
Well, I would have told you too, but also I didn't know if you'd get excited and say something.
I feel like I can do an okay job of keeping a secret. I like the idea of a surprise. Like I was saying earlier, I don't usually organize them, but because I don't think to, but being a part of it, I don't like being on the receiving end though, so I don't like being in Laszlo's position at all.
I figured Laszlo probably hates surprises too, but I really didn't care. And then
I was excited to see you after I realized it just wasn't a monster or something.
How long did it take to figure it out?
Well, how long did it take?
Yeah, did it take you 5 seconds to come into focus and be like, oh,
right?
Yeah,
sorry.
I mean, honestly, because you're not expecting
I wasn't expecting it. You jumped up and it, I haven't seen you in person before.
Right, that's what I'm
saying. I mean, I've seen you on video, but I have an idea. It took a solid 4 seconds. So I was like, and then even then, it was like, is that Julia?
Right.
And then it was like, why are you here? What is happening?
Right.
Right. And I have to be honest, because the contracts are everything going on, and we're not going to work with you. And I'm like,
right.
Is she replacing us here?
Exactly.
That would be so Hello? Messed up.
Right.
Gotta go home, guys. I'd be like, so I was like, what is happening? So, yeah.
I started to get nervous downstairs earlier because I was thinking, what would I think if I was in his position? And Julia jumps out. Because Laszlo and I both know, coming in today, that we're not going to be working with Julia anymore after this week. And so if I'm in his position and everything seems normal and then she jumps out, what runs through my mind? And part of it might be, and this is something I worried about, it's all a joke. No, we are going to stay working together and we've all been promoted. We're going to be on nationwide.
Okay, so that didn't go through my mind.
Okay.
That didn't run through it. No, it was...
You thought replaced.
I think it's just confusion.
wasn't it.
Or even just we worked it out. We're going to get to keep working together. Something. Right. I was like, oh, no. And then I just thought...
I just travel for good news.
Right.
To deliver good news. That would be really nice. I actually would love doing that.
Well, right. It would make sense. I wanted to come here to tell you in person because it's so exciting.
That makes me sad. Don't say that.
And everything has been... We have had so little clue as to what's been going on the last couple of weeks. And I'm not blaming any one person, but I think there's been a lot of people that are confused around us. And so, you jumping out from under the console, I feel like today of all days, I could just only imagine how much confusion that would have added to Laszlo's head in that moment. Like, why is she here? Is that her? Because when I met Julia earlier, like you said, we see each other on video every day. But when I saw her in person, I thought, there's a good chance that even with seeing your face every day, even with your hair and everything else.
Do I look that different?
I just think that not seeing someone in person, if you walked by me at the mall or something, I might not have noticed.
You guys look exactly like what I thought. Do I look that different?
No, I think you look the same. It's just my brain's not expecting to see you in person.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
When you jumped out, I was like, oh,
that would, honestly,
that's a
that would
person, but who is that person, right? I know them, but...
And also, and I don't want to get too dark here, but as I'm sitting there downstairs, because I'm starting to get nervous, I thought... We also now have these badges and everything, and hey, don't let anyone in the building. And if I'm in Laszlo's spot on the other side of that console and someone comes jumping out from underneath the board, hey, I might think, there's someone snuck in here and nobody knows that this person is here, right? Because in that split second, you got to think that I don't know. I mean, I know you're not logically going through all those steps
yet.
I
was not.
But you just see somebody jumping out from under the console. If I were you, I'd think somebody snuck in.
Not to be Fred Savage or weird here, but there is, what I can tell at first sight, a very pretty girl jumping out from underneath the console.
I didn't even think about that.
On the day
part.
Before, we might not work here anymore. Okay. So there's a part of me like, what kind of party is this, boys?
Stop.
Thank you.
Stop.
Like under sea jumping out of the cake.
Right.
Or something.
Like, ba da da da. I'm like, yo, what's going on? So there's like all these things that went through me in my head. None of them, she's here to say we got promoted.
Right.
None of them.
Oh, okay.
I'm just
well,
here to say hi.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you're here.
You know what's funny, though, is I was like, when I was like walking down the hall, like a couple of the people that work here like vaguely know who I am, and they were really confused and they're like, wait, what?
Well,
and,
yeah.
And I didn't catch the guy's name, but like he, I think he saw like the top of my hair through like that window, and he comes in, he's like, what are you doing here? And I'm surprising Laszlo. And you know what I was scared about though is I told two people that is when you were walking down the hallway, if people were gonna be like, oh, did Julia get you yet?
Right. And I thought about that too, because one of our
bosses
came
down. Well,
you
didn't have to worry about that because I sit outside until the last minute.
Now I know that.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
I mean, I always figured, but like, I got to see it in real life.
But today, one of our bosses came down there while we were sitting out there and said, hey, real quick. And I thought, oh no, we didn't tell everyone. What if he saw Julia? I just imagined him being like, so what's Julia doing
here?
That's kind of crazy.
Is it the one in the office?
Well, there's one here and there's one there. I think
I
know.
One in his office. Snowcone, which one was that?
She met Bob.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so he would know who you are. I just thought there was a chance. And AJ walked by too earlier, and then I was he might have seen her. And I just thought, it's not like we told everyone. But anyway, all of this is going on. So Snowcone is texting me and saying like, hey, you know, let us know when you guys are walking upstairs. Julia will hide underneath the counter or whatever so that we can surprise Laszlo. Okay. But when I came downstairs, I checked my phone and I saw that he'd been texting. I assumed it was about make sure that you get, you know, everything set up so that she can surprise him. And then he says, I should just read the text verbatim, but I think he just says, do we tell him about his eye? And I was like, huh? And I'm looking at Laszlo and I don't see anything. And I'm thinking like, does he have a black eye?
Right,
is there dirt on his eye? Like, what is he talking about? Do we tell him about his eye? And so I get the impression, though, that Snowcone's like, there's something that his eye looks red or something. I was like, whatever it is, don't tell him.
Right.
I just said, no, I don't know what it is, but don't tell him, because I honestly couldn't even see. And so we make this agreement, and then I found out from Snowcone later that when he came up, he told you, like, hey, Laszlo's eye's a little bit red.
Yeah.
We're not telling him.
It's not that bad. It's not bad at all.
No, I couldn't even tell him.
I mean,
but
I know you think you have, like, a day left to live. Because
I do.
That's how
exactly.
You work, but, like,
and I already took a picture of it and sent it to my doctor earlier.
He's been in, like, super hypochondriac mode for the last couple weeks, and so I didn't know what the eye thing was. I was like, whatever it is, no. And then as soon as Snowcone left to go back upstairs, Laszlo was like, yeah, you know, I was feeling a little better today, and then my eye, and I was like, oh, the eye. So he knows about it. What is the eye? But it's just, you got like a bloodshot eye or something.
Yeah.
Did it freak you out?
My eye?
Yeah. Your son told you, right?
Always. Like everything, you know. Yes, of course. I'm a hypochondriac, and I, you know, my son comes home from school. He's like, hey, what's wrong with your eye? I'm like, ah, oh, God damn it. And I look at my eye. I'm like, man.
Right.
I'm literally dying.
Right. I felt bad.
I don't have a contract. I'm dying.
It feels like it all happened at the same time.
Which I guess if it did, that'd be the perfect timing.
Don't say you're dying.
But you got to understand, once you're already in that headspace and you already feel like everything's going wrong, and then you're like, why? This has never happened to me before. It's not like, you know, this is something that happens to him once every few months, or he went swimming, you know, it happened again. It's just something new. So I couldn't spot it at first, but all I knew was I just told Snowcone, no. Just makes me laugh that Snowcone came upstairs and told Julia, hey, listen, you might see something with his eye. We're not telling him. Like, we've just said his group. So I had to text Snowcone back, and I said, he knows about his eye.
Okay,
his son told him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.